Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me for another episode and reading of our devotional, our daily devotional, which is suffering well. Suffering well. And we think about those ideas, suffering well. A lot of people that don't understand the scriptures, they don't understand about the word suffer. They don't understand how could the word suffer be in something, such a loving book like the Bible. And how could the word suffer be anywhere there? Well, we're going to look at something today, and we're going to read this devotional right now, and we're going to understand suffering, because this is a question many people ask, is why does Yahweh's people suffer? Why does Yahweh allow us to suffer? This is a question that's been asked for a long time. Why the bad things happen to good people? Well, we're going to hear and learn today a lot of the blessing of suffering, and there's a difference between suffering and suffering well. So let's look at the devotional today and see what it says. Again, this is from the Suffer Well devotional series. It says, then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse the Almighty and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Indeed, should we accept only good from Yahweh and not accept evil? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. And that was Job. 2 verses 9 and 10. Whom will he teach knowledge? And whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaning from milk? Those just drawn from the breast? Isaiah 28:9. My mature ones understand. Job understood. In my desire for your growth, I need to move you from feeding on milk, the milk of babes, to more mature faith. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are mature, that is, those who by reason of us have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5 verses 13 to 14. I am Yahweh. I desire that you are able to discern both good and evil. However, it's not simple that you need to distinguish good from evil. It's a mature believer you need also to acknowledge, or as a mature believer, you also need to acknowledge that I am the author of both good and evil. I can already hear you reflect response. It is common in your discussions and teachings. God would never allow evil into our lives. That's the devil's domain. Ponder that for a moment. Then consider this. If I am the one who allows the evil of the adversary to test you, who then is sovereign over your testing? And you also must decide whether the testing is within you or from some outside force. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? Matthew 10, verses 28 to 29. Fear who? The adversary, or me, Yahweh. Your double mind wants to tell you that an all-loving creator would not allow such things. Remove the scales, because this is precisely how I operate. Your misinterpretation tells you it's bad when painful things happen. I tell you the opposite is true. Trials are meant for your benefit. If this is hard to accept, it's because you have the wrong perspective. My child, you've brought into the man-made theology that a loving creator would not do such things. Rubbish, I say, rubbish. It is because I love you that the test will continue. You rejoice that I planned my son's sacrifice to atone for your sins, yet you have difficulty accepting that I orchestrate your testing, your sacrifice. Let me remind you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. John 15:20. Rather, you might say, Yahweh knows what I need in order to be crafted into the image of the Messiah, for he alone is, I'm the essence. This would be the correct perspective. It is my deep love for you, loved one, that I will repeat this pattern over and over again. The goal is perfection, Messiah likeness. Do you admit that more of you still needs to be removed in order to achieve this objective? Or are you more like the modern day Pharisee who reckons himself far more spiritual than he really is? But in your case, by grace, of course, which describes you, my child? I form the light, I create the darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all things, Isaiah 45:7. Accept this and be at peace, not only with it, but because of it. Wow. And that was our devotional for today. As we read this devotional, we have to understand how many of us are ready to be mature and grow and grow and grow. And we think about, why would he allow something to happen? And when we're young to the faith, we could fuss and moan and groan, and many people would even make depart from the faith because we don't understand. You want to call it evil or persecution? Does not the scripture say they persecuted me and they will persecute you because of me? Does not Yeshua set the exact example of the life we will and should be living? But we take joy in it, joy in the suffering, joy in all of these things. We can't accept it or expect it and joyfully take it in. We can't and we shouldn't try to perfectly suffer and think we're growing so it's okay. But we must accept what he gives us and understand he is the author of good and evil. For some people say, the Bible is a book of love. Well, you cannot have one without the other because the Bible is a book of opposites. You can't have love without having evil. You have to have both opposites, and Yahweh is the creator of all. And we can look at the persecution and what it says in the scriptures in Matthew 5:10. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You understand? You will be persecuted. Evil will happen to you. Job was blessed and became such a better person because of all the trials he had. The reward, some people think it was a hard thing that the devil would go to Yahweh and say, let me test your servant Job because I don't think he'll pass the test. Some people say, I will never want him to present that to me to Yahweh. And why would Yahweh even allow that? Blessing. What a blessing it was for Job that he could be in that position and have that opportunity to grow in faith. And to our human thinking, we say, that's just insane. That doesn't sound like a thing I want to go through. Do you understand the investment that our creator was talking about with the talents when he gave them the talents and he said, go out there and let's see what you do? And the one that buried it, because he didn't want anything to happen and he was scared of losing this. He didn't invest it. He didn't multiply it. He buried it. Well, this is also a sign of our faith. We have to understand this. We have a faith, a gift that we've been given. Do you want to sit in your house and not tell anyone about the gospel and not suffer any of the persecution that's going to come along that? Or do you want to go out there and take that chance? Do you want to trust our creator will never put us in a situation that we can't get out of and we can't handle because he's with us always? And do you want to grow and manifest in your maturity and in every area and everything he wants you to do? Don't settle for less than he's offering you. Blessed are those who are persecuted. 2 Corinthians 12:10 says, that's why Yeshua suffered. I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. You don't just get this. When I'm weak, then I am strong. These times that we go through, these hard times in our life. It says, in fact, in 2 Timothy 3:12, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Yeshua Messiah will be persecuted. The world will hate you because of him. We have to understand that. And Yahweh is going to allow evil in your life for one reason and one reason only, to help you grow closer to him, to help you rely on him and trust him and test your faith. And he will test your faith. And we see these things. Remember, blessed are those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Thank them, because this is a great thing that's happening. We have to look at all of this with new eyes. We have to think about all of this with new eyes and a new understanding. The troubles that we have in life, we could look at them as something that the enemy is giving us and doing to us, or we could just thank Yahweh for all things. From prison to praise, thanking him for all things at all times, because we have to trust and know that he's working in our lives. And he's our refuge. And he's always going to help us get out of these situations. That's why prayer is so important. We need to talk to him. We need to discuss these things with him. And he will speak to you. In Psalms 50, verse 50, it says, call on me in a day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you. Does he not say to call on me in the day of trouble? He is proclaiming right there, there will be hard times. There will be days of troubles in your life. But call on me and I'll be there. That's the test. Who are we going to run to when these things happen? We have that choice. Many are called, but few are chosen. The choice is, today I present before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. The majority of people, when hard times come, will run from Yahweh. They won't call to him and run to him. But he wants his select few to run to him and call on him and rely on him. It says in Psalms 145, 18, Yahweh is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. In Psalms 34, 17, and 18, it says the righteous cry out and Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. The answer is right there. It doesn't say we won't go through hard times. It says he'll deliver us from our troubles. James 5:13 says, is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Sing praises. To see the joys in our trials, to understand. That's why this is so important, to understand the idea of suffering well. Suffering well. James 1 verses 2 to 4 says, consider it all a joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. We have to understand this. We have to understand this. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for the light momentarily affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison. Just think a second, everybody. Just think about the hard times in your life. Just think about all the trials you went through that you didn't understand. And think about where you are today, how you survived, how you've overcome that, and all the greatness that you have. And some of you might be driving in the car right now listening to this. Some of you might be watching this over the internet and still complaining and still depressed, saying, the life I have, I don't have a good life. And start talking about all the bad things that are going on in your life right now. Your money problems, your relationship problems, your health problems, and all these different things. And looking at this is a negative thing, and all these negative sides, and saying, how could you say the life I have now? I'm not liking the life I have now. And I tell you, do you know you've already received the world's greatest gift, the greatest blessing any person could ever receive, more of a better blessing than winning the lotto, more of a better blessing than getting a healing report, more of a better blessing than getting the best job in the world. And that is the blessing that Yeshua died for us. Yeshua died for us, setting the example. And if we're willing to die with him, we could rise with him. Setting the example. Remember, we're just passing through here. We're going to get a new body, and we're going to go to a heavenly place if we stay righteous and faithful to our Creator. Remember that. We're just passing through. We're just passing through. And the trials he gives us, and what he wants us to do. It says in Proverbs 11:8, the godly are rescued from trouble. and it falls on the wicked instead. Yahweh is the author of all things, of the lightness and the dark, of the good and the evil. You know, it says John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And Romans 8:35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Yeshua? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nothing. Nothing will separate us from the love of Yahweh if we remain faithful. If we remain faithful. It says in the promises, and I tell you this today, no matter what you are going through, no matter what, and I know that's hard to say because I'm not going through what that person's going through, and that person might not be going through what that person do, and it means a whole different story when we're actually experiencing it ourselves. When we're experiencing it ourselves, it's a whole new level. We could talk about these things and say these things, but when we're going through it, it's different. It's a whole different thing. But no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life, remember Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Remember that. Remember that. That is it. That's what we remember. I just love it. It says in Psalms 34, this poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him, and he saved him out of all his troubles. All his troubles. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. There's reasons that we don't know that he lets us go through these things. Job didn't know these reasons. And when his wife told him to curse Yahweh, he said, no, I will not do that. My lips won't sin. There's reasons why we go through these things. And some of the reasons we might understand and some we might not, but we have to trust that Yahweh is working in our lives. And he allows us to go through these persecutions and these trials. But remember, it says in the scriptures that Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. After they will receive the crown of that Yahweh has promised those who love him, James 1 verse 12. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. And that's what it's all about, not giving up, not giving up. Hebrews 10:35-36 says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you will receive what he has promised. Now, I'm one that seeks to share the message with the lost, those their eyes are not open. I'm not a fan of teaching to people that already know something. I'm not here to win crowd pleases, and I want to go ahead and share the word with those that don't know, to be changed and transformed, and all the glory be to Yahweh. But this message I give you right now is to you, those who believe, those that trust, those that know. It's a message to encourage you to understand and to stay confident. Hebrews 10:35, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you will receive what he has promised. Say it again. This message is to you, the faithful out there, who are going through the trials, who are going through the testing. The testing, like Job, the example. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you there, for good and not disaster, to give you to harm you, but give you a future and a hope. And remember, we must continue to trust him with all our heart at all times, and not trying to figure this out in our own minds and seeking our own understanding and our will out of it, but to trust him. You know, we suffer for many different reasons. Some we know and some we don't know. But trust that he's working in our lives. You know, and the suffering that happens is he's going to work it out in our lives. Whatever the reason is, he's going to make it good. He's going to make it good. Somebody that never goes through trials is somebody that gets building up pride and puffed up in pride all the time. Yahweh wants us to be humble, and sometimes he'll knock us down so we can understand what humbleness is. It says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12:7, even though I have received such wonderful revelations from Yahweh, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was giving a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Do you understand what a blessing and a gift that is in life? Do we understand? Proverbs 18:12 says, before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Humble yourselves, therefore, under Yahweh's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy is prowling. The devil's prowling, looking for somebody to destroy. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 8. Remember how discipline will build us up, and Yahweh will sometimes discipline us. This is why he lets us sometimes suffer the consequence of our own mistakes for a certain time. But we have to trust, if we're patient, we will overcome. We will overcome. He wants to teach us to be more dependent on him and not on our own selves. That's what he wants us to understand. In John 15, verse 5 says, yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. He wants us to understand, for apart from him, we are nothing and we can do nothing. That's what he wants us to understand. He wants us to come to him and spend time from him, not to run from him and spend time with the world. And then he wants us to glorify and understand and feel to some degree what Yeshua had to deal with, what Yeshua had to go through. For there are people that have been martyred around the world. There are people that are in jail, and there are people that are being persecuted daily because they just want to read the scriptures and proclaim Yeshua. Many of us have no idea how it is to suffer like this. We're missing out on a blessing, not them. We're missing out on the blessing of this suffering to build us up and make us stronger in him, to make us more like Yeshua. We're missing out on it. Yeshua says, be imitators of me as I am, be imitators of me as I am of Yeshua, 1 Corinthians 11:1. You understand that suffering helps us to develop the character that, and Yahweh knows this. He lets us go through this. It says in Romans 5, verses 3 to 6, not only so, but we also glorify in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we're still powerless, Yeshua died for the ungodly. How many of you are ready to take joy in your suffering and to suffer well? And to understand the trials, they build up our faith. And they teach us. They teach us. It's a beautiful thing when we let it happen, when we understand these things. Learning not how to deal with the great goodness that our Creator gives us, but learning how to be patient in the trials and to trust him. To trust him. In Psalms 119, a psalm that's so much about righteousness and living according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions, he says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Remember that. That's a script. That's a verse for the day. Psalms 119:71. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Wow. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Psalms 119:71 says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than 1,000 pieces of silver and gold. And I tell you what Job said. Job said, I esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Meaning your life is more important than your words are more important than my life. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. We need to understand that and go through these trials and understand why. Why? And never giving up and not giving up. And not giving up and trusting what Scripture says. Trusting it. Yahweh is faithful. Faithful beyond our understanding. In the good times and bad times, in hard times, he wants us to have faith and not get discouraged. Remember Job, as he was going through this hard time, going through so many trials, so many things, that today we can't even imagine the things Job went through. And forget about Job. What about Daniel? He was castrated and still remained faithful to our wonderful Creator. And then you see Paul, who they tried to kill him over and over again, and he stayed faithful to our Creator. And there's so many examples of Scripture and people who were persecuted. It didn't make them weaker. It made them stronger. In Job 1, verses 20 to 22, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head. And he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. Yahweh gave him and has taken away. Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Through all this, Job did not sin nor blame Yahweh. That is the heart we need. That is the heart we need. We must always remember what it says in Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. And when Job was going through it, he fell to the ground and he worshipped. He fell to the ground and he worshipped, casting all of our care on him, because he cares about us. Submit yourselves to Yahweh, everybody. Submit yourselves to him. We don't understand these things, but remember what it says here in the Scripture that saved me in my distress, in the tough time I was going through. He says, weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. That's Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping at night leads to joy in the morning. And for those of you that's suffering right now, those of you that are going through it, you know, I just pray for you right now that you can remain faithful and strong. Faithful and strong. And may Yahweh just bless you this day. And may you see it and realize it. Yes, yes. Better is one day in his course than 1,000 days elsewhere. You know, the shed, the suffering, the suffering, to go through the suffering, the blessing of that. There's a scripture, it escapes my mind right now, but it's, well, better to be at a funeral than a party or something like this. So praise our wonderful Creator, and for all this, his purpose will be established in our lives, and we can be blessed. Remember, whatever you're going through, Yahweh will deliver you, and we will honor him if we stick close to him. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and repetition, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to him. He promises that he will go before you, and he will take care of you. He is with you. He tells us that. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, Yahweh himself goes before you and be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And that's the word for today. As you're going through these trials, embrace them, and suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out SynergyMagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Brian here with Floridian Kitchens. We moved to the Emerald Plaza, located 1320 Northwest Federal Highway. We can be reached at 324-0998. For more information, FloridianKitchens.com. Check out our Google reviews.